Omar Artan, Africa's Referee of the Year in 2025, vows to officiate at the 2030 World Cup after being banned from entering the United States. This incident raises questions about FIFA's authority and the implications for future tournaments. Artan, who aimed to be the first Somali referee at a World Cup finals, was denied entry at Miami International Airport despite holding a diplomatic passport and a valid visa. U.S. immigration officials provided no explanation, but Somalia is among the countries subject to a travel ban implemented by former President Donald Trump. Following his repatriation, Artan arrived in Mogadishu and received a warm welcome from government officials, the Somali Football Federation, and local fans. Artan expressed gratitude for the support he received and emphasized his commitment to returning to the World Cup stage. He stated, "I promise you that I'll be officiating you in the next World Cup." The 34-year-old faced significant challenges during his travel, including an 11-hour immigration interview and detention before his flight back to Istanbul. With all officiating officials based in Florida, Artan's dream of officiating at the World Cup was abruptly cut short, highlighting the ongoing complexities of international sports and politics.